The Sierra Leone police today issued a formal summons to the former president of Sierra Leone, Dr. Annes Bayakaruma, inviting him to make himself present at the Criminal Investigations Department in Freetown, the headquarters. And the purpose is simple, for him to assist the police with the ongoing investigations into the failed attempted coup of November 26, 2023. Apparently, the police has got some questions that they want to ask the former president, and we're hoping that he will assist as well with the ongoing investigations.
But the former president was never a part of the November 26 armed attack.
As I said, what we're careful to do is to state what the police has done today and what the status of the ongoing investigation. It's still an evolving investigation. There's been no accusations of the former president at this time. Is a summon for him to assist in the investigations, and he's already indicated in a public statement that he's looking forward to being in the city, to responding to this summon, and to answering and helping with these investigations. He said in his statement as well that he clearly condemns, as all Sierra Leoneans. So he will explain, answer the questions the police will have within the confines of the rule of law. That's the important thing for us, that this investigation, every conversation, every interview is being conducted strictly as our president has committed, within the confines of the democratic rule of law that governs our country.
So, Minister, when we last spoke, did you say that among those arrested was someone connected to the former president?
Among those arrested were several bodyguards and former bodyguards of the former president. So there are quite a few former security-related officials, you know, his former chief security officer, one of two of his former bodyguards, in fact, one of the people that suffered fatal injury at the scene of the crime on the 26th, was a known former bodyguard of the ex-president. So that's also something we know at this time.